Welcome back to the Finsiders. I'm John Congemi, and I'm joined by one of the newest members of the Miami Dolphins defensive tackle, Earl Mitchell. First of all, Earl, congratulations coming to South Florida and the Miami Dolphins. And number one, I'm going to have to step up my game. I came in like I'm going golfing, and you're going to sign a contract, it looks like.
Yeah, man, just trying to be about my business, man. So that's really why I'm here. So I appreciate being here.
Well, it must be an exciting time for you. Free agency all over the NFL opened up yesterday, and the Miami Dolphins welcomed you with open arms. They really targeted you in seeing that you're one of those players that are up and coming, still young, still learning the position, but so productive in your short time in Houston.
Definitely. You know, I've learned a lot just playing playing in different schemes in my tenure in Houston, you know, and so I'm definitely just I'm excited because they've expressed what they've seen in my play, and I'm excited for my just my growth, and I'm just I've been really just playing as hard as I can, and I plan on doing that here.
Was that one of the things, Earl, that really attracted you to the Miami Dolphins? Was the scheme? You go from a 3-4 to maybe a 4-3, more suits your style of play as a defensive tackle?
Yeah, definitely. I just wanted the opportunity to, get a chance to, play, playing the 4-3 scheme. And I think, it's definitely benefiting to me. And I'm just, excited about the opportunity to play and just establish a great rotation with the rest of the guys.
Did you get a chance to meet your defensive coordinator, Kevin Coyle? A very excitable guy, a guy that likes to do a lot of different things on the defensive front. What was your first impressions of Coach Coyle?
I could definitely tell, he's a fun, fun-loving coach, and he definitely loves the game. And, I just want to be a part of that. And, he's definitely trying to just have something special here, and I want to be a part of it as well.
Getting a chance to talk with one of the members of the free agent class that comes in 2014, defensive tackle Earl Mitchell, spent from 2010 to 2013 with the Houston Texans, a guy that went to the University of Arizona, and not many people know that you're on the other side of the football when you started your career there as an offensive lineman. How did that conversion to defense start for you, and how long did it make you till you were very comfortable playing on the defensive side?
Well, when I first got there, I was a H-back, tight end, fullback, and it was playing on the line of scrimmage. It was definitely, it made the transition fairly easy. For me, the whole thing was just gaining the weight properly to play the position. I enjoyed playing that. Then we changed our scheme to a spread offense, and so don't really have much room for a fullback. And,
yeah.
And we had Rob Gronkowski playing tight end. So, yeah, the move just made a whole lot of sense, and it got me here.
Was it nice, a nice fit to know that the offensive line coach that you became familiar with in Houston, John Benton, mm-hmm. was on this staff? Because he was probably your biggest supporter, I would think, of you getting here because of your style of play. Did that mean a lot to you when you saw a familiar face or knew he was here?
Yeah, definitely. It's good to have a familiar face whenever you're going to live in a new spot, and just to have him just speak so highly of me just really just says a lot, and I really want to live up to the expectations that he's definitely he's set for everyone around here.
You had a rare opportunity to go to high school in the Houston area and actually play for the Houston Texans. So I know it's probably you're excited about opening up a new chapter, but a little bit bittersweet leaving your hometown and your hometown team.
Right. Yeah. It was definitely a great, being able to go back home and play and, play in front of my family each and every week. I'm definitely just I'm trying to, have a great career, and just it's just a part of the game, and they understand that, and they understand that I'm trying to do whatever it takes to be a big productive part of a reason why the Miami Dolphins get to a Super Bowl.
Getting a chance to talk with defensive tackle Earl Mitchell, one of the newest members of the Miami Dolphins. Looking forward, I got to hear a little bit about your press conference and general manager Dennis Hickey talking about your passion for the football game, what you bring to the table. If you were to explain to South Florida fans, to Miami Dolphin fans, who Earl Mitchell is as a football player, how would you best describe yourself?
Yeah, that's the one word that I can think of when I think about this game. Is just you have to be passionate. I'm definitely I'm trying to get to the ball. I'm trying to run as fast as I can. And I'm out here for a reason. I definitely don't take this position for granted. And being in the NFL is something that a lot of people can't do. So I'm just I'm excited to put on the helmet every single time. I'm just loving the opportunity that I have. And I'm just extremely excited to be here. And that's exactly what I bring to the table whenever I'm stepping on the field is just, you know, just some excitement, and just as excitement to my play. You're gonna see me running around and making tackles and chasing the receivers from behind, and, you know, doing whatever I can to, you know, make some big plays for the team.
I love it. I can't wait to see you play in a Miami Dolphins uniform. Passion, excitement. That's the way the fan base is here for the Miami Dolphins. I was just looking up and down the roster. I know you've played with some spectacular defenses with the Texans, but you've got Cam Wake. You've got now yourself, Jared Odrick, Deion Jordan, Olivier Vernon. Possibly you get Randy Starks back in the middle. You got Brent Grimes. You got Louis Delmas. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a defense that has the nucleus of not only being good to rush the passer, but getting back to what Miami does best is stopping the run, and hopefully you'll be a big part of that moving forward. I know that's an exciting part for you to take a look at the roster and see how you fit in here with the Miami Dolphins.
That's huge. That's, you know, just looking at the guys that they have, you know, I just want to be a part of something special. And these guys, they're definitely going to be getting after the quarterback, and we're going to be trying to, you know, make things work for the back end, you know, and just making sure that, we're doing our job, so, you know, we make the DBs look good.
That's right. That's a big part. We got a lot of the analysts that are on the panel, the Finsiders here. We've got defensive backs who think they're the best athletes in the world. We've got tight ends over here that think they're the best athletes. But since you started as an H-back tight end, we're going to give you to Troy Drayton. I can't wait for you to meet each other, because he'll be able to tell you who the best athletes are All on right. the field right now. Hey, congratulations in coming to be a member of the Miami Dolphins, and best of luck to you. Enjoy the offseason, and can't wait to see you in a uniform.
Thank you.